Another bite-sized serving from Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon.
Now, Sharon, I noticed you had one of these. And honestly, with Christmas coming up, I'm actually thinking that maybe this is a good thing for our house. It's just not enough time to clean up most of the time. So these robot vacuum things.
Oh, the Roombas.
Do you like it? Does it work for you?
No, it's horrible. No. I'll tell you what, when we first got our iRoomba, what's bad about it is it's fascinating and you'll see a bit of dirt on the floor and you'll stand there watching it and it'll miss it and it'll miss it and it'll miss it and it's moving across the room and it'll miss it. And in the end, I said to my husband, I've spent so much time watching the jolly thing miss that piece of dirt, I could have vacuumed the whole floor myself and put it away and just been done by now. Yeah. So I found that. And then it's on hardwood floors or like a hard surface floor, it's okay. Carpet, it won't work on carpet. That's been my experience anyway. Yeah. But on a hard surface floor, maybe. I've been underwhelmed, honestly.
All right. Well, let's get Siri's take on this. Our technology guru.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's a tech girl, so yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Siri, should I get one of those robot vacuum cleaners for our house?
Ha 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 ha. How lazy are you that vacuuming has become too much of a chore? Stop looking for a shortcut and just learn how to clean your house. There is no way that a robot is going to do it better than you can. The only way that it makes sense for you to get a robot to help you out in cleaning your house is if you have no family members to help you. If you are too busy to vacuum, then you better start asking your significant other and your kids to chip in a little bit around the house before you start abusing technology to cover for human laziness.
Actually, I think I know what's happened here. Lisa has asked you to chip in a bit, and then your idea has been, well, instead of me chipping in, why don't we get a Roomba?
Yeah, technology, baby.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon. True stories from the weird side of the internet. Subscribe to the full podcast.